So there's an accelerated treasure upon us. So the more that we understand that we're advancing steadily, the more that we understand that we're quickening in our every pace, the light's gonna come upon us profoundly. So they're using that word profoundly. I don't think I have ever heard them use that word. So in my little vocabulary, I take that as a great allowance, a great extension, a great upgrade. As we will pass it all by, meaning what we're passing by, remember the energies that are just flooding us right now, are really helping us to illuminate the darkness so that we disinherit ourselves from it, so that we no longer identify with it. So we're not judging it, we're not blaming, but we're allowing the judgment to present. We're allowing the blame to present. In other words, it's very important not to deny, because whatever you deny, you continue to swallow holes. So it's sort of like, well, I don't want to look at that. Let me just kind of tuck it away again. So there's no more tucking away. there's no more, I'll just do it sometime in my future. The future is now. So the unfoldment is now, the unveiling is now. The like superior glory, meaning the energies that are here to support us, are trailblazing. In other words, I'm just looking at this master's cave where they awakened. And so the more that we understand that master's treasury, that master energy is upon us, it's here now, it's available now, we will proceed with delight. So allow yourselves to be included. So being included is, it's sort of like coming from that place of yes, I can. So whatever comes upon us, all of the old energy that we've been functioning from a very subconscious arena, it's no longer subconscious. So it may seem like you're going backwards, but you're not at all. And it may seem like you're sort of like going into neutral, or you're puttering out, but not at all. Because now you're playing in full force, in full volume, in full speed, where everything's aglow. In other words, you're waking up to conscious royally, meaning everything is being understood, everything is being suggested, everything is being illuminated, so that it's sort of like once you start working with these energies and allow yourself full illumination, like that's it, you know. So it's how would I put this in words? It's important to stay, what would be that word? It's like important to stay like for the whole game. Imagine like you're in a concert, you're in a game. This is boring, I'm leaving, halftime. It's important not to leave halftime. It's important to be like, well, I'm just gonna close this and just deal with it later. It's not that we have to figure out every note of kindness. It's not like you're looking for breakthroughs in every moment. But we want to stay aware, and we want to stay awake, and we want to stay in like rapid provisioning, because the more that we say yes to our holy witness, the more that we say yes to our graduated claim, the more we say yes to God's glory in the highest. God's glory in the highest is not being some separate God alertness or power or opportunity separate from us. God's glory in the highest is our own godliness, our own awakened energy, our own awakened self. So this is what's being stirred. This is what's being understood. This is what's being spoken to. So when they're saying spoken to, it's like arise, arise, arise. It's almost like Merlin and his magic wand, like arise, arise, arise. So it's a little bit like a sleeping giant, where and that giant being that gigantic, magnificent aspect of self that is soon to arrive, that is soon to be channeled, that is soon to be well received, that is soon to be illuminated, that is soon to be understood, and that is soon to be carried. So the assumed to be carried, assumed to be carried, is we're staying awake and we're carrying our higher intelligence and we're carrying our higher influence and we're carrying our higher status. So the higher status is not like I'm better than anyone, but it's that you're not living out of your false identity. You're living out of your golden extension, your golden heart, your golden awakened truth, your golden awakened assembly. So it's sort of like from that compassionate state where all is one, where we are in our whole essence, it's like we illuminate that favored pastime for all others to proceed. So when we're waking up in kindness in our own good administration, we're doing that for one and all. That means the one that's been fighting with you. That means the one that just, you know, stole from you, whatever it is. We want to remember that we're hedging our bets. In other words, we're really coming to the party early and just waking up from that illusionary state of that separation. So when we're all like, I'm separate from my health, I'm separate from adequate funding, I'm separate from relationships, whatever it is we think we're separate from, that's dualism. You have it until you don't. Something goes up, something goes down. So this is like where we're learning how to dance. In other words, we're leaving that old, they're saying like ridiculous patterning. And the reason they call it ridiculous is it can never be solved, because as long as you're still abiding by duality, you're abiding by the belief in two. So something's here, something's there, and there's a distance in between, that everything is always going to be in that polarized extension. So as we will have a heart is really getting the unity pastime where we're all suffering in that old ideology, in that old understanding. So whether we experience trauma because of groupings or family groupings or country, whatever it is, it's like, how would I put that? Like the energies that we're in our very midst. So we're not solving it from that linear, substantiated, what would I say? Can't even get that next word to equal it. Because when I try to find words to it, the old consciousness, it literally evaporates. So I feel like the reason they're letting me experience that is so I see that it's leaving us like quicksand. Like it's not even there if we don't assert it, if we don't support it. So it's like there's still going to be laws, there's still going to be, you know, great polarization in the land. But as we turn our attention to love's administration is you're no longer at war, you're no longer in conflict, you're no longer in blame, because it's the old system. So the old system's going to keep doing its thing until it peters out, but we're all going home gladly, meaning like we're opening the door, we're opening the sunshine, we're opening the cascading wisdom, we're opening, how do I say that? Like just riches upon riches upon riches, so that everyone can have their turn. In other words, and that's very essential, that we're not like pointing fingers saying, well, I'm going here and you don't deserve to come along with me. The second we think that, we're back in polarization. And they're saying, sorry to report this, that each of us have a secret agenda. So what I mean by that is have something where we're still believing in that. I'm better than you. I'm more right than you. So I'm going first and you can just stay there and think about it. And I'll just let you know if I'm ready to open the door and let you back in. So something where we're still believing in prejudice, judgment, where of course we want everyone to come back into our wholeness, but there's an aspect of our consciousness that's still in disbelief. So we want to like, how would I say that? Like really be honest with ourselves. Not to be in judgment of it, but the more we can be honest about it, the more that love can have us for keeps. So anything where you're kind of hiding something, well, I'll just not let the teacher see what's in my back pocket, or I'm just not going to tell them about my past argument or my past festering, whatever it is. So the more that we can come clean, so that's sort of like, well, I was holding out, but truth be known, this is still in my back pocket. This is still the picture I carry. This is still the vendetta I have. It could be so slight. It could be like just like the smallest energy. But remember, we're moving into higher status. We're graduating into higher currency. So to graduate into the higher currency, our currency, how we're going to bring forth all our sacred delights, is when we hold what is termed unity consciousness, where we're all innocent, we're all one, we're all spiritual. We've been playing this game of separation. We've been playing this game of like follow the bouncing ball, like up, down, up, down, up, down. So it's sort of like you can step out of it, but if you're stepping out of it and you're still sort of looking backwards, well, yeah, I'm all in. I just want to see like this. I just want to see the last episode, or I just want to see what they say, or I just want to see if they get his or she gets hers. So we want to really feel where we're still identifying that. Like someone is due a crossword. Someone is due their excellent karma, and you want to be aware of it. You want to watch it. You want to feel satisfied. Like, okay, now I can proceed. We want to be really honest with that energy, because that's actually what's tying us to the past. So some of us are waiting for breakthroughs, and some of us are waiting for God's mercy. And you may have had like visions, or you may have had someone like, psychic told me this, a psychic told me that. Well, they're showing me like as if you were in a fun house where you have all those mirrors. So it's sort of like, how do you get out? Because everything's mirroring each other. Remember that we're the first to go, and like the first waivers, they used to call it. The reason being is the old troublesome nuisance or energy or belief, the beliefs, it's going to go on and on and on. It's going to be very polarizing. It's going to be very tantalizing. So it's sort of like, the ego is going to get your attention. Now we can look at it, we can acknowledge it, but as long as like we're still licking our wounds, we're still like charging others, handing papers of offense, it's like we're still in that camp, we're still in the sore spot, we're still in the paradigm. So you want to remember that you are in charge of where you place your feet, meaning what you stand by, what you honor. It doesn't mean that it's not going to come up, because it most surely is. But you're learning to tie your own shoelaces, meaning that when it comes up, when it surfaces, that's why we're in the process of this major doesn't even begin to explain the clearing that is afoot right now. So when these come up, we want to present these false injuries onward. So in other words, here you are spirit, here you are God, here you are the angels, here Saint Germain, open your violet flame, please. Whatever it is, we don't have to worry if it's done, did it take, do I need to pull 7 oracle cards to figure that out. It has to do with our Christ adjustment. What they mean by that is our willingness. Are we willing for it to take? So once we have that supplies, once we have that guarantee of delight, your higher self, your spiritual committee absolutely positively knows how to assist. That's actually the easy part, believe it or not. The hard part is for us to be willing to release our strongholds. And how do I, oh gosh, I almost don't really want to repeat this, but I must, of course. They're basically saying that we're receiving an onslaught. So we're basically going to be triggered, you know, every day and night with love outstanding, meaning that so we can get good and good and better and better and better still at choosing the light, at choosing our expectancy, at choosing love's arrival, at choosing love's prophecy. So that's where like the daily message is, it's here. Are you ready to truly see? And so we want to look at where we're a tiny bit like not interested in truly seeing yet, because then we're going to see everyone's wholeness and we're going to see everyone's innocence. And that's going to come with a huge surprise, because the mind's like, oh, that just can't be. You know, count the election votes again. That can't be right. That just can't be right. So we want to remember that that little episode was actually mirroring something that we're all sourcing. The reason we experienced it in the outer, where we all get very accusatory, it's just reflecting a consciousness that we're all have been invested in, if you will, where it's like, I demand a recount. So we've all been sort of playing that game, and this is where they're just showing me, almost like if you have cards under your sweater, because it's sort of like you're going into every situation already ready to win the argument. If I have to pull in a card or and cheat or what, it's sort of like, I know it's right. I know it's justified. I know what God will want me to do. So the point is that we actually don't until we actually, until we awaken to our illuminated, awakened state. We basically don't. We don't have a clue. And so the more that we can readily admit that, that is the little bit that our higher self is waiting to come in and assert its rightful pleasure. So in other words, it's like releasing your sense of good, bad, right, wrong. You think you have it all figured out. And allowing love to speak through. Allowing love to assist. Allowing love to guide. So for everyone that's like, I feel like my abundance is right around the corner. I feel like my third eye is about to pop open. I feel like I'm going to get this amazing healing. That is what opens the door. The willingness to trust this placement of love's assertive reality, because that is unity consciousness, and that is 5D reality, and that is already occurring. So we want to receive that. It's already here. It's not coming in the train. We're going to go to the bus stop or the train stop later on tomorrow. It's here. As we will hear, as we will self-adjust, as we will be concerned. When they're saying concerned, they don't mean like worried. Like, where are you placing your concern? Where are you placing your attention? Where are you placing your illuminated presence? So you're still going to see form, but how you register form is going to quickly, how would I say that, sort of like increase. So you're going to come into a better understanding of trust. In other words, you're going to see true reality. And from that attunement, from that consciousness, from that holy spaciousness, all will arrive. Because the sooner that you can graduate, the sooner you can awaken, the sooner you can carry that higher witnessing, well, then, of course, not only do you solve your own particular circumstances, but you're going to be so equipped. When I say so, they're speaking in, I don't know what language that is. It's so not English, though. But so my words would be so, but it just feels extraordinarily magical. Like you suddenly become a wizard yourself. You suddenly become a guru. You suddenly become the high priestess. So that is what we have been preparing for. And when I say preparing for, I just had all these flashes of light. So this isn't like fairy book stuff. This is amongst us. So each of us are due a grand surprise. And we're noticing this very, very quickly. Like you may have a thought, I really need this. Nobody has it. And when you're walking by haphazardly, it's like, oh my gosh, look at that. It's just sitting on a shelf, not even in its right place. So we want to understand the power that is when I say, when they say assisting us, it's not assisting us from the outer. We are sourcing it. Like, I need that hammer. We're bringing it forth because there's no separation. We're all of it. So we call forth that which is needed to provide for. In other words, to solve our every need, So allow yourselves to dance. Allow yourselves to be gift. I'm just going to say be gifted. When I said be gifted, I've got Ganesh, and when I'm looking at Ganesh, he's sort of like almost like handing out party favors. There's this very positive, powerful energy that is providing for us. And when I just use my hand, like providing for us, it's ongoing provisioning, ongoing illumination, ongoing gifting. So the more that we trust that, and the more that we assume all is possible, we'll readily receive. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be illuminated, allow yourselves to be increased. That increased is well deserved. In other words, we've all taken a part of the pie. We've all like taken certain family programming or regional programming or whatever it is. And so now it's sort of like we're really darning with that needle. It's sort of like we're like full speed ahead, full steam ahead. So when we allow love to assist, remember, we're wholly completed, meaning we're not solving things from 3D. We're solving things from our illuminated status. We're solving things from our whole appointment, meaning all that we are. So allow that to be received, allow all to be illuminated. All to be illuminated is whatever you have found frustrating, puzzling, I don't know how in the world this is going to be attended to or solved. You're just going to get the pizzazz, you're going to get the answer, you're going to get the help that love provides. So allow that to be received, allow that to be offered equally. I wanted to say liberally, they changed it to equally. That means we're offering it to the guy that just got hit by the police officer as well as the police officer that just did the hitting. So equal is everybody, please be touched by the light. No matter what form, no matter what part of the story you happen to be functioning in, it's as everyone wakes up to their light, then we can dance. And so just notice that, or you really like, here you are, because I identify you as the victim. But if you're the abuser, and are you still offering the light? Things like that. You're going to be highly jolted, they're saying. So it's sort of like, oh my gosh, this is where I've still been holding back. So that's very essential, that we really come to a place of prime consideration. My words would be full disclosure. Sort of like full disclosure with yourself, with your guides, taking things out of your back pocket. You know, like you want to look like an angel. You want to present good. Anything where you just really allow truth to be served, you're going to be quickly established. Because when your motivation is truth, when your motivation is healing for all, spirit can use you in ways that are just going to like. Oh my gosh, it reminds me of when they say, you know, like the last will be first. That kind of quickened speed. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.